This is the Thursday afternoon show, still on. I'm Debbie Mayer.
I'm Ellen Thurston.
Yeah, and we're doing this together. Ellen, what's new?
Well, this afternoon, we're going to be talking with Adrian Willis, who's the executive director and artistic director as well, of the Lumberyard Performing Arts Center, I think they're calling it.
Yes.
Oh, Contemporary Performing Arts in Catskill. Mm-hmm. This is the organization, the American Dance Institute, that took over that big complex of buildings that were once, I think, the Dunn Lumberyard in Catskill. And so we're going to be talking with Adrian about what is happening with Lumberyard, what the plans are for the next few months and for their renovation. And they have a party coming up, a fundraiser coming up on September 23rd, I believe, and we'll talk about that too. It's called a shindig. I love that word, don't you?
Yes, I do. I didn't realize they were that was the true name of it. I love shindig.
They say it's the second annual shindig.
Yep.
So And we're going to be talking with Adrian on Skype.
Did you hear that? There's the phone.
She seems to have a small child sitting on her lap.
Hello?
Hi. Is that Adrian?
Hi. It is. Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you fine. Can you hear us?
Yes.
Good.
And as far as us is concerned, it's me, Ellen Thurston, and
me, Debbie Mayer.
Debbie's
Hi.
Been filling in for a few weeks here. She's a sometime programmer, and we're very happy to have her. And now Matt Tombers has come into the room.
Yes.
Who's going to be filling in next week for a few weeks. Adrian, we're not here to talk about us. We're here to talk about
you. And Adrian, I want you to know that I brought in my Lumberyard umbrella from your last event.
You did?
Oh, my gosh.
Great.
Just in honor of you, because as
That's
I was
so
driving
cool.
up, I heard you were going to be on, so I immediately got my Lumberyard umbrella out.
I thought you said you immediately summoned up rain so you could have an excuse for an umbrella.
Yeah.
Well,
Put your earphones on. Your mic is on. You're with us.
Okay.
Watch your glasses. Okay.
So interesting and exciting things are happening over in Catskill.
Mm. Yes.
So dare I ask, what's the latest? We know you're having a fundraiser on the 23rd, but what's happening with
you? We are. So we have our fundraiser on the 23rd. We just received a $5 million social impact loan from the Rudolf Steiner Fund, which has allowed us to speed up our construction process. So we will be starting.
Yes.
Thank you. We were very happy that it worked out. They're a wonderful organization, and them giving us this size of an impact loan was significant for us. And we definitely would not be starting without them. So We've just finished the new designs after we found the asbestos last year, and we've redesigned around it, and they've gone out for bid, and we will be starting construction on November 1st.
So it was the asbestos discovery that made you sort of stop what you were doing and rethink the renovation?
Yes, rethink the renovation and the funding for it, since it was a significant increase in our budget. I mean, we did have the building tested for asbestos before we purchased the building, and the testing came back negative. And then when we went to start it, we found it everywhere in the facade and the roof and throughout the building. So we regrouped. Our architects took another look at it in ways we could minimize how many new windows we added on the outside, figured out ways to, you know, kind of concentrate punctures in the roof. And we're happy with the way that the new design is now. And like I said, this impact loan was a game changer for us. So being able to get that and secure those funds let us start in spite of this new discovery.
And the Excellent. Did you say that it's called the Rudolf Steiner Foundation?
Yes, and it's a social impact fund. So they only invest in and loan to organizations that are mission driven. So they look for people who are going to make significant impact on their communities. And given the impact that Lumberyard will eventually make to both Catskill and then the region, the Hudson Valley, the whole region, they thought that it was significant enough that we would receive this loan. And not only is it one of the largest loans they've ever given, it's also the first they've given to an arts project.
Really?
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Yes. Doubly so.
Thanks.
Triply.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it is a loan, so you have to pay it back.
We do, but it's one of the benefits to getting a social impact loan, since they give to mission-driven organizations, is it's very low percentage. Uh-huh. They have their own rate, and also they didn't need to take any additional collateral other than the property. So it was a very uh-huh. good deal for us. And any money that we fundraise, we can pay off the loan without any fees like you typically have in a bank.
Mm-hmm. Hmm, sure.
So it's very attractive for a nonprofit.
And I think I read that they're in California. Is that true?
Yes, they're based in San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, wow.
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 Yes.
Well, so, it's very impressive.
Just tell us a little bit about the Shindig, because that's coming up next week, and we want to make sure that people get there.
The 23rd.
Yes,
23rd.
Please. So it is a fundraiser for us. The tickets are $50. It will be the 23rd, Saturday night. We think it's going to be a lot of fun. There will be music, and there will also be performance. Jowle, who is the director of Urban Bush Women, they will be premiering a little bit of their new musical, Scat, and we'll have food and wine, and you'll get to learn, and whoever comes will get to learn more about Lumberyard as well.
Hmm. And
our plans.
Where does it take place?
It'll take place on our property, so across the way from the main building that we're renovating for phase one. We have a barn that we've just sort of renovated so that we can start renting it out, and it'll be in that barn.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and great. It looks over the creek. It's a really nice space.
Yeah, it really is. I've been there, and I can testify to the fact that it's a very nice space.
Excellent.
Great.
Yeah, this will be the only Lumberyard event that you've had up here that I'll be missing, only because before I knew about this, I had booked myself at the Tennessee Williams Festival in Provincetown.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, we'll miss you.
Well, I'll be missing you, too. So.
Well,
yeah, but no, it's a great, and last year we did it, and it was a great event. It was nice to see the whole community come out, and people stayed late, and this year we have American Glory Barbecue. Mm-hmm. Food, and we have Rip Van Winkle Brewery has donated the beer for the evening, and we'll have wine, and I think it'll be a great night.
Well, that'll be great fun.
Yes.
Sounds like fun. And you have bluegrass music by Steve Lookgate?
We do. Uh-huh. Yes, in the Appalachian Uprising. So,
yes. Good.
Yeah, so it'll be great.
Well, you've had an exciting year so far.
Yeah, it's been a big
good and bad ways.
It's been a big year. Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a setback for us at the beginning, but these partnerships that we've had, I mean, Governor Cuomo's early funding to us was through the Empire State Development was definitely very reassuring. This social impact loan from Rudolf Steiner, and we recently announced a new partnership with the Brooklyn Academy of Music, which was also a great It led to the momentum for Lumberyard to keep going, and it's been a good summer for us feeling very good about this project.
Well, there's all kinds of buzz about Lumberyard, so.
Good. Well, we hope to keep that buzz up, and I think it'll really help once we start construction, because people can see it, that we're building it, and I think it'll be very exciting once we open.
I wanted to ask you about the Brooklyn Academy of Music contract. Juliana sent us some information about it. Is this the first residency you've had? You have a contract to provide production incubator residencies for certain artists that are coming.
Yes. So what we do, like the core, our core business at Lumberyard and our core activities is what we call a production incubator. And a production incubator is a residency for artists immediately before they're about to premiere their work in New York City or elsewhere. Mm-hmm. We found that a lot of performances and a lot of companies were premiering their work before it was ready because they didn't have the time to incorporate technology or design into the work. And audiences, and particularly in New York, were seeing the work before it was ready. So in our old location in Maryland, we started a program where people could come to us, we'd give them full technical support for a week right before they were going to premiere their work, and we'd also be the out-of-town premiere for them. So they could show their work to our local audiences first. So when we open in Catskill, we'll have a summer season every year with premieres. So the Hudson Valley will get to see the work before the rest of the country sees the work of leading contemporary artists.
That's really great.
Yeah, that's super.
Look forward to that.
Yes, and we've always supported work that has gone to the stages at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been an official partnership, but since we've been working unofficially together, we wanted to make it more official so that people could really understand the impact that our organization was having on these larger New York City presenters. And it's the first time BAM has ever partnered with another residency program. So this was a great boost for us. And I think it gave a lot of, it gave us the momentum to know that what we're doing is really going to be felt across the field and in many communities across the country.
And is this the first residencies that you've had in this particular space? I mean, you were doing it in Maryland also, but.
Yes. So when we found this space, we wanted to build it just for this program. So that's why there's housing and there'll be a kitchen, and the theater that we're building is a 6,000 square foot flexible theater. So we can recreate any stage that the artist is going to afterwards. Mm-hmm. So if it's going to an opera house, we can recreate an opera house. If it's going to a small, more intimate 99 seat theater in New York, we can recreate that so that they can just pack it up, load it in wherever they're premiering after us.
What did they use for rehearsal space in New York City? Were there rental spaces that were available?
So usually what a company will do is they will rehearse in, they'll rent rehearsal studios, and there are spaces to rehearse in Manhattan when you rent them. But the hardest thing is to find a space that will give you a technical crew and the lighting equipment and the ability to build the sets and whatever production elements you need before you premiere. And usually when you load into a New York City presenter, like a large presenter, they don't have the time to give you a week in the space. So you have two days, maybe, if you're lucky, to get the show ready to go. And you really need that time to test the technology because it's becoming more and more elaborate. And the artists are relying more and more on technology to realize their vision.
I can see where that happens.
Yeah.
Yes.
As someone who has performed in theater, trying to find that technical support, you know, is really wonderful. And for dance, it's probably even harder to find a place
it
like
is.
Lumberyard.
It is, especially for the contemporary performance work that we do. And, you know, it's in theater, in more traditional theater, because we do theater, but we do more performance on the contemporary side of it, usually you get a tech week, and that doesn't exist in this type of work that we're doing. And it also makes it really exciting for the local audiences because they play a really important role in the creation of the new work, where they are the first eyes to ever see the piece and to ever see the work. And we always host receptions afterwards with the artists and the audiences so that the artists can kind of hear from the audience just initial thoughts on the piece or anything that they observed. And our audiences, that's a really critical moment for the artists, the first people to look at their work. They play a really important role in the creation of the work.
Well, you know, first we have no dance around here, and now suddenly there's this explosion.
Yes.
Which is great.
It is great. Of course.
It is.
Yeah, I just want to say we're talking to Adrian Willis, Executive and Artistic Director of Lumberyard Contemporary Performing Arts in Catskill.
We talked to David Petronio.
Stephen Petronio, yes.
Yeah, last week.
Oh, great.
And we suddenly are deluged ourselves with all kinds of dance activities going on.
Yes, there is a lot. It's great. And I think it's always good to have, that's one of the things that attracted us to the region too, is we knew we were bringing something that the region wanted. And it's nice to be surrounded by other arts organizations too. You don't want to be, the lone player. You want to be supported by others, and for us to kind of create an ecosystem with all sorts of performing arts and different levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Catskill is becoming just a hotbed of performance. Lumberyard, Bridge Street Theater, other things that are going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, and once we have our summer season, and one of the reasons why Catskill and Lumberyard have been such good partners too is, the greatest economic impact that we'll have on the town will be tourism. Uh-huh. Because if we're doing a summer season of out-of-town premieres and we have between 200 and 400 people a night, that's a lot of people coming into Catskill. Mm-hmm. So that tourism will be felt immediately, not just by Main Street and local businesses, but also by the other area arts organizations that have smaller budgets or are also looking for people to come to attend their performances and also for the museums and stuff.
Right.
So we also have a program that we're starting in September called Lumberyard Young Performers, and it's a program that we're running at the community center in Catskill, and it's free classes for students in, I think, grades 4 through 12, and we're bringing up artists from New York once a week to teach in the community center, and we're using the community center as a space also until we open to be able to offer this to the community. So we're starting this next week.
Excellent.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. And I just, before I forget, because it's in front of me, I just want people who would like to have tickets to the Shindig, they should visit thelumberyard.org/Shindig or call 212-587-3003.
Yes. Thank you, Matthew.
Yeah.
That was my contribution
thank you.
For the moment.
Excellent. Great. Thank you. That's always very helpful.
Do you know the Judy Grunberg and the folks at PS21
yes.
in Chatham?
They've
had some
just,
wonderful dance so, this summer.
Yeah, they have.
They really have great programming. And I just went over there a few weeks ago and Judy took me on a tour of their new space, which is very exciting.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. Things are popping here.
They sure are.
They are.
Yes, they are.
Hear that siren, it's just, it's really popping here.
Yeah. It's always more
and that's not coming from my office.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Adrian, what else should we know that we haven't asked because we're not that smart?
Well, next summer will be our first official season. We were planning on, our space will be ready because of our construction delay. So we will be announcing our season in January, what artists we have, but we'll be using other spaces in and around Catskill to host our summer season. So we'll have a full season of artists who are premiering new work out of town, and we'll be announcing that in January. So we're very excited about that. And then our first season will be in our new space, summer 2019.
Oh, okay. 19.
Yes.
Good for you. Great.
Yeah.
We'll wait patiently.
Yeah, we will.
Good. But you'll see us. You'll see us next summer,
so
all over town. Yeah. We're doing some performances at Bridge Street Theater. We're doing some at Helsinki. Some at Henry Hudson Hall. So we'll be around next summer.
Great.
Well, great.
Yes.
Excellent.
Where are you, by the way? We know you're not in Catskill, but.
No, I'm in Lumberyard's New York City office right now.
Oh.
So we have offices in Manhattan and in Catskill.
Well, here I'm looking at a picture of you with a young child on your lap, I think. I think that's you.
Oh, yeah, that's my son. Yes.
That's that person.
That little person. I couldn't imagine where you saw that photo, but that's my Skype photo.
Your Skype address.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that is my son, who's 5 years old.
Uh-huh. Nice. Mm. Well, I hope you'll keep us informed and come back.
Yes. And thanks so much.
Yeah.
Sure, well, anytime. I'd love to.
We're also having people from the American, dance festival.
Yes.
Oh, great. Hudson Valley Dance Festival.
A great occasion.
Yes.
In Catskill.
Yes, it is.
So Catskill is going to be the dance capital of the United States, is what it's
yep. Soon, like. Soon it will be, yes. And then
yes.
It's okay with us.
One more plug. If you want to go to the Shindig, it is on September 23rd, mm-hmm. beginning at 6 p.m., 50 Water Street, Catskill. Mm-hmm. To get tickets, go visit thelumberyard.org/shindig or call 212-587-3003.
Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you all.
And thank you for all your great work, Adrian.
Yes.
Thank you. And thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome.
Okay.
It was fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. All right. Okay. All right. Bye.